So, Gary Vaynerchuk, his whole thing is about finding your happiness, finding your bliss, that kind of thing, before you do anything after that. And, I mean, just about me, like, my self-awareness is like this. I like to just relax and have a good time and talk on this thing and just tell you how my day is going and go from there. It's pretty simple, you know. If I'm able to make money in the process here, that'd be great. I would like to make more money. Sure, we all do. Sally Struthers, you know, all that stuff. But for the most part, it's just like, I am trying so hard to put my happiness first. Because for the longest time in my 20s and 30s, even my 30s, it was about trying to, I guess, be the businessman, be the thing or whatever. And I think that's good because it gave me plenty of moments to go ahead and screw up and everything. And not enough time for me to discover who I am. And then towards the end of my 30s, you know, I guess going into my 40s when I got into recovery, I finally had some moments to go ahead and reflect and write down what's been happening with me. And the thing is that I try to be a money-motivated person, and I really am not. I'm a nice guy. I like putting my happiness and my time first. And, it's hard sometimes because I get opportunities that draw my attention to some distorted perception of what I think happiness would be, and it involves money, and sometimes it's not that. The grass isn't always greener. It really isn't. The frustrating part is being in a part in life where I'm not making a lot of money and I'm the happiest I've ever been. I think right now that's the biggest struggle. It's probably like one of life's greatest blessings and lessons at the same time, because life is teaching me something. I work as a recovery educator, you know. I counsel people that are coming off of heroin addiction, and the thing is that when I have their attention and they're able to be medically managed on some level, it's almost like they hear the fact that they're learning to survive a belief system that they have that they didn't want. You know, people that are coming off of opiates, they're realizing quickly that they adopted a belief system that was given to them by authority figures that they didn't want to have. You know, it's hard to say to someone, you know, your belief system was based on guilt and shame as a theoretical example, and that's the reason why it motivated you to do all this crazy stuff. Because you wanted those voices to stop messing with you. It takes a while for someone to go ahead and receive that message, but when they reflect on it, it's almost like, shit, it's true. I mean, long before I was an addict, I was a guilt and shame addict. I mean, I just ate that shit up because, I mean, I think for me, my focus was that I knew I was being hurt and I was still walking through it anyways, and I knew over time it would just make sense. And when I was younger, it came in the form of, like, I will have my revenge kind of a thing. And then now that I'm older, in my 40s, it's more just, it's regressed. I've written about it. I've discussed it. I've talked about it. And now it's like, I'm able to just see the forest from the trees and realize it's not that bad. It's actually a really beautiful life. I'm recovering from being a money-motivated person to a happiness-centric person. That alone, that recovery alone is going to take its time, but at least I'm in the process of doing so because it'll make sense eventually. I think now is the time to really kind of like double down on being kind, being happy, and owning that and seeing what comes from it. Something will come from it eventually over time. I think right now I'm just having fun just doing something like this. I'm having fun. It's the easiest thing in the world for me to go and get on my phone and do a little podcast and post it on Twitter and gain more followers and just, you know, have you all become accustomed to the sound of my voice and the style of my delivery. And the one thing that Gainer Vaynerchuk said is he said, the market doesn't care. I like that. Because it relieves the pressure of what I thought the market was for the longest time. And I thought it had to be some sort of unattainable, like, snooty, audience or whatever, in reality, as a whole, I think people just want to be met halfway. Really. Just be kind, meet me halfway, and then we can go from there. Because the audience makes a contribution as well, too. Those that listen and those that don't, and I'll grow with both of them. I think that's just the best way to approach this thing. So over time, you know, I'm going to force myself to put my happiness first because I'm recovering from an old belief system that I should be doing something more with my time and making more money while doing it. When in my 20s and even in my 30s when I was staying home and just smoking weed all frickin' day, I was at that time, whether or not I want to believe it or not, was putting my happiness first because it was what worked. When addiction became addiction and it wasn't fun anymore was when it didn't work. Is when I finally had to finally take a look at me and realize, I mean, why am I killing myself? So, you know, these moments happen for a reason. This one happens for a very good reason as well, too. It's okay to screw up in your 20s. That's what they're there for. Even your 30s, screw it up. Just screw it up. For me, I figured if I'm going to screw everything up, I might as well stay single. I think that's my greatest asset right there, is just to stay single. I still am single. Shit. It's okay, though. I'm having a good time while doing it. Anyways, I want to share that with you. Putting my happiness first is going to be today's name of of today's podcast, or at least this segment of it. And I will continue to go ahead and post throughout the day. Just take a moment just to say hello. And we'll go from there. Thanks so much and have a nice day. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.